Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Michael Irvin now joining us, our Radio.com Sports Insider. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well, man. How are you guys doing on that side?
Well, we're doing well, and I guess the biggest question we have is, everybody likes to predict and rank and rate and things like that when it comes to what the season may or may not end up being. Give me your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, a new coach, a new offensive philosophy, some young wide receivers, and how this team should or shouldn't function.
Well, let me tell you what I say, and I've always said this. I said this, as a matter of fact, having an argument with Stephen A. about the Aaron Rodgers situation here just last week, and we were talking about, that Aaron Rodgers is by far, right? There's no doubt, no question, the God's gift to the quarterback position. Where as this thing matriculated along, we gave up some accuracy in the NFL for mobility, and then we got this perfect thing that came along named Aaron Rodgers, who has the mobility and the accuracy, and he does incredible things. But for me, what I'm hoping you guys they can try to obtain now with Aaron Rodgers is some steady stuff. Let's play steady ball and use that dynamic stuff when we need it, not louder dynamic stuff to be the base. If we can pull back and do some of the steady stuff, then Green Bay could have a great season. And you add the dynamics to it. But if you're still willing up and trying to win with all the dynamics, it's hard on anybody, even God's gift at the quarterback position like Aaron Rodgers.
When you look at a guy like Davante Adams and his ability, there's a lot of belief in this area. Sometimes you overvalue your own guys, and there's a lot of belief that he is one of the top five, top 10 wide receivers in football. I could say maybe top 10. I don't know if he was as good as, say, when Greg Jennings was in his heyday. They're kind of comparing him to that because Greg had the ability to get separation downfield. He went up and got a ball at the apex. He just had that innate ability to catch a football. Not that Davante doesn't, but I just don't know if he's arrived to that point yet. Do you look at Davante Adams as a top five, top 10 wide receiver?
I look at him as top tier wide receiver. And I'm going to tell you something that's going to cost you pretty soon here coming up on his contract, too. Yeah, especially with what Michael Thomas just did in resetting the market. So you look around, and I was just talking about this with other guys because, we're getting into this talking about winning by groups of receivers, and nobody needs the dynamic, the top guy. Same things they're getting into it at the quarterback position, but at the running back position. But guys like the Davante Adams, the guys like the Julio Jones, the Antonio Brown, these are special kinds of dudes, man. These are special kind of dudes that make plays all day, all over the football field. And whenever you can get one of them, you can get one. You need one of them. And yes, absolutely, Devontae's in that class. But I was just with Greg the other day too. We were in L.A. together working, and Greg was smooth, man. You ain't like he's a smooth dude. He's smooth doing what he's doing now, but he was a smooth receiver. I always tell him that.
When you look at the defenses in this division, we know both the Chicago Bears and the Minnesota Vikings, both very solid defenses. How tough is it? I mean, you played in a really good division as a wide receiver. How tough is it? It's one time around, that's one thing, but the second time around, not nearly as easy, specifically when you got really good defenses in your division. How tough is it to put up big numbers when you're playing these teams with really solid defenses a couple of times a year and six of those games on your docket go to teams in your division?
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
I mean, that NFC North, that's some serious defense you're talking about. I love Zim. Zim was with us in Dallas. Mike Zim, he was with us in Dallas. He's a beast. And Zim, he's a great coach. He always keeps the fire on those guys. We used to get into fights and battles all day in Dallas when Zim was the defensive back coach over there, so I know how he coaches. And, man, that thing they got in Chicago on the defensive side of the ball is incredible. That is a tough, tough division for defense now. And that's what Green Bay is trying to do. That's why they brought in Matt LaFleur. You're trying to get to a place where everybody wants this dynamic offense. Everybody wants this dynamic offense that can throw the ball all over the field. But you got to remember this now, and I said it. The Rams had a dynamic offense the last time they've been in the Super Bowl. But both times, the Patriots beat them because they got physical. You can have all of that bedazzling offense, but it comes down to being physical. And while you're doing all of that, make sure you're ready to play physical football, especially in the North with those defenses.
Talk with Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer. He's joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, brought to you by our friends at Radio.com Sports and our insiders, also brought to you by Indeed, where you post a job today, and Indeed.com/hire. And you go to Michael. Thanks for joining us here today on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Let me ask you this. When you talk about the NFC specifically, give me your top three or top four as they sit here today, because, you know, people always want to know, well, will the Packers be there? I think the Packers can be there if a lot of things fall right, and I certainly think they got better defensively. But there's a lot of competition in the NFC right now, and there's a lot of competition that's on the same level. You know what I mean? It's not like one stands out dramatically over
right,
the other.
Right. And there's some things that I'm anxious to see what it looks like. You know, you're going to have the Rams there. I think the Rams will be in this hunt. Certainly the Saints will be in that hunt. The Eagles you're talking about will be in that hunt. If Cowboys get Ezekiel Elliott in there, the Cowboys got a shot at getting in that hunt. Without Zeke, you can forget it. You can forget it for them. You know, so you're right there. You have teams out there. Now, coming out of that North is going to be a tough call. And it's hard for me to call without seeing any. I want to see at least, let me see a preseason game. I know Aaron's not going to work. Let me watch Matt LaFleur call a preseason game. Let me see what kind of offense that he's going to have on the field. And then try to imagine, put my mind around it, and imagine Aaron Rodgers in that offense and what heights he can take it to. I like to see some of that before I start making an assessment on where Green Bay can go.
Who has the most pressure this year? Is it Zimmer up in Minnesota because he's kind of the more veteran guy now out of this whole group? Or do you look at Matt Nagy down in Chicago, or maybe even Matt LaFleur to take this team, which hasn't missed the playoffs three times in a row since prior to Brett Favre? So, I mean, does Matt LaFleur have more pressure? Who's got the most pressure?
The different kinds of pressure. I wouldn't put it on Matt LaFleur. So, man, it's an interesting question about Zim, you know, because Zim's defense has been there. It's been that lack of the play they've gotten from the quarterback position that's kind of held them back a little bit, and Zim is a defensive coach. So that'd have been an interesting thing. I don't think they're looking to replace Zim over in Minnesota. He's done a wonderful job. So when you talk pressure, and I don't think that's the pressure. The only pressure with Matt LaFleur is, okay, how can you mesh? How can this all mesh? With Aaron Rodgers, you know, there's no doubt he's one of the greatest ever. Now, how can you reach down in one of the greatest ever and make him play to a level that will shock everybody and lift this offense and lift this team up to some new levels? Because, you know, with that kind of talent, I'm sure you guys are seeing it in Green Bay, you should have more than one Super Bowl ring. Aaron Rodgers should have more than one Super Bowl.
I completely agree. Hey, Michael, I got to ask you before I let you go. We talk so much about receivers getting on the same page, and he's got young guys. He's got, obviously, Davante Adams, a returning injured Geronimo Allison, and then a lot of rookies and second-year guys. How do you, as a wide receiver, get on the same page? That's so cliche, and we hear it all the time, but how do you go about doing it to really make it tangible so you get out of the gates running?
What they're talking about when they said we get on the same page, what you're talking about is really gaining the total confidence of your quarterback. That's when you're on the same page. I got total confidence in my quarterback has total confidence in me. He knows two things. Any ball he throws at me, it's either I get it or it's an incomplete. You see what I mean? That you start working from that perspective. And you'll start getting more opportunities from a wide receiver. And that's exactly what you'll start hearing the quarterback say, hey, listen, yeah, I feel like I'm on the same page with this guy. He works hard. He goes up and gets the ball. The last thing they want you to do is let anybody else catch that ball with a different color jersey on. That's the kind of work you have to put in to get on the same page with the quarterback.
Michael, always great to talk to you. Even better to see you every year at Super Bowl. We'll chat again then, I'm sure, and I appreciate you joining us for a couple minutes. Okay, pal?
Looking forward to it, buddy.
Absolutely. There you go. Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer. He is brought to you by our good friends over at Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.